something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
1-800-DUIOA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUIOA.com or call
1-800-DUIOA.
Maybe you've been in this situation where you have a small customer service issue, mm-hmm. and you weigh it in your mind, asking yourself, is it really worth me complaining about this?
Oh, yeah, that's the first question.
And that was the case for a guy who bought a birthday cake for $7.99.
Mm-hmm. That's a deal.
Well, they ended up giving him the wrong one.
Uh-oh.
And he didn't realize it till he brought it out for his son's fifth birthday.
You didn't look before you left the store?
So he discussed it with his wife, and he decided, yep, I'm going to email the bakery about it.
Come on.
What did his wife do? She emailed us so
right.
we could get him in your phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap.
Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Hello.
Hi, I'm calling from customer service. Is this Ryan?
Yes, this is Ryan.
Hi, Ryan. I was notified that you left a complaint after visiting our bakery department.
Yeah.
Can you tell me what happened?
Yeah. I came in to get a cake for my 5-year-old's birthday party.
Oh, isn't that fun? Don't they grow up so fast? Oh, I bet it felt like just last week he was only 4.
Yeah, he was 4 just a week ago.
Crazy. Yeah, sorry. Go on. What happened?
Yeah, so I asked for the cake he wanted, which was the Oreo cake, and I didn't check before I left. And when we got home, it was just a regular chocolate cake.
Wow.
Not the yeah.
Okay.
So I mean, it was fine.
I'm gonna have to tell you to stop. I'm so sorry to interrupt you, Ryan. I just need to know, is this an official complaint then that you got the wrong type of chocolate cake for, let's see here, $7.99?
Yeah, but I don't think the price of the cake has anything to do with
it. I'm just confirming, Ryan,
this is an
official complaint you're filing.
Yeah, it's an official complaint. It kind of was a big deal for a 5-year-old
for
his birthday.
Great. And 3, 2, 1. Sir, we are so, so deeply sorry. Your poor child was forced to eat a cake that wasn't quite the right flavor of chocolate.
What is this?
Especially for $7.99. I bet for that price, you thought you deserved the world.
Oh, my God. What was that?
That was our official apology.
So what? Your official apology comes with violin music and sarcastic tone? What is that?
This may come across as surprising, but we get a lot of complaints here.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I'm sure.
So management wanted us to come across as more compassionate and understanding. That's the reason for the music.
That's what that was, huh?
Yeah, that's the music. You're right.
That's the compassion. Yeah. That seems to be like the opposite of compassion. It almost felt like you were making fun of me.
Oh, I don't know where in the world you would get that from.
Right there, in your voice. You sounded like you were talking to a child.
Did I just hear, is that another complaint? Is that what that is?
Hey, it's more like a suggestion.
Okay,
I'm just suggesting
on.
To you.
In three, two, one.
Oh, my God.
Because you know we would feel awful.
You're doing it again?
If what we said came across as sarcastic or insincere.
Really?
We believe every person with a complaint deserves respect and dignity.
Wow.
Hopefully you can tell from my tone. I am so very sorry for your suffering.
Wow.
Right?
That is...
Did that make you feel better?
No, it made me feel angry.
Made you feel angry. Interesting.
Yeah, this is kind of bizarre that you couldn't get a cake right for a kid's birthday party.
Still stuck on that. Yeah.
And someone made a little complaint, and now you're being kind of a jerk about the whole thing.
No, actually, in fact, I wanted to let you know that after I read your initial email, I cried at my desk for 5 minutes straight.
Okay, all right.
Over what your family had to endure.
All right, you belittled me on this phone call. You're talking down to me. You're making me feel like I'm in the wrong here.
Oh.
I demand a refund.
This is troubling.
Oh, she's going to do it again.
First, you came to us with a cake complaint that we ruined a five-year-old's birthday, even though everyone knows a five-year-old couldn't give a shit about what type of cake they get.
Oh, the language?
Then you complained again that I came across insensitive.
Ooh. Listen to yourself.
And now you're demanding a refund on a purchase that costs less than a coffee at Starbucks.
I don't even want the refund. I'd rather just get you fired at this point. Who are you? What's your name?
My name is Brooke.
Brooke.
From the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Oh, my God. Dude.
It's a prank phone call.
Yeah, I get it now. I should have known.
Hey, your wife, Jenna, set you up for a phone tap. She said that you were overly upset about the five-year-old's cake situation.
It was stressful. The kid freaked out on us. Oh, there it is again.
Does that mean that you're upset about what just happened? Because we feel so, so very bad here.
Oh, that is too good.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.